Tantor Audio presents Rules for a Proper Governess by Jennifer Ashley. Narrated by Angela Daw. Chapter 1. Winter 1885. His voice drew her, and Bertie wanted to hear more of it. She leaned forward in the balcony to watch the man standing upright and arrogant, one hand touching an open book on a table in front of him, the other gesturing as he made his argument. The villains, Bertie knew, called the barrister Basher McBride, because McBride always got a conviction. He wore one of the silly wigs, but his face was square and handsome, and far younger than that of the judge who sat above him. A wilted nosegay reposed in a vase in front of the judge, both judge and flowers looking weary in the extreme. The case had caught the attention of journalists up and down the country, the sensational murder of a lady by one of her downstairs maids. The young woman in the dock, Ruthie, had been accused of stabbing her employer and making off with £100 worth of silver. Bertie knew Ruthie hadn't done it. The deed had been done by Jacko Small and his mistress, only they'd set up Ruthie to take the blame for it. Bertie had known, had heard Jacko's plans, but did the police listen to the likes of Roberta Fraser? No. Not that Bertie was in the habit of talking to constables most days. She stayed as far away from them as possible, and her dad and Geoffrey, Bertie's self-styled beau, made sure she did. But she'd tried for Ruthie's sake. Hadn't mattered. They'd arrested Ruthie anyway, and now Ruthie would get hanged for something she didn't do. The handsome Basher McBride, with his mesmerizing voice. Mr. McBride, despite his dire statements, had a delicious Scots accent. His voice was deep and rich, rolling over the crowd like an...